Welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
Welcome back to Small Caps. My name's Kerry Stevenson. Today, I'm delighted to be speaking with Jeremy King. He is the chairman of Salton Resources. The ASX code for Salton is SLZ. Welcome to the program, Jeremy.
Thank you, Kerry.
Now, let's start with a little bit of background about Salton Resources. You listed approximately 2 years ago. Let's talk about the development from there.
Sure. So as you said, 2 years ago, the company listed. We listed off the back of some gold and base metals tenure in Western Australia. But at the same time, we've always been a company that's been looking around for additional assets to add to the portfolio. And I guess as we were doing that towards the end of last year or from mid last year, we could see the Lachlan Fold Belt in particular was an area where the investment community was particularly interested in. We try to listen to the market where we can. So we started to look around for new assets seriously in that part of the world earlier this year. And around March this year, we managed to strike a deal on what we believe is some excellent territory in the Lachlan Fold Belt, in the eastern part of the Lachlan Fold Belt. A long strike from Cadia and Boda, the Boda discovery. So we think that the ground's excellent, and that's what we did we announced the deal, I think, late March, finally concluded it in late June. And I guess that's been, investors might have known, probably been the reason behind the uptick in the share price from the early part of this year to where we are today. And we think there's a long way to go, but it's been a good start so far.
So really, this is very much a new acquisition. The Lachlan Fold Belt, obviously here in New South Wales, is garnering quite a lot of attention at the moment. Mm. Let's talk a little bit more about this acquisition, how you came across it, and what your plans are in terms of IP survey, and then obviously following on from that.
Sure. So I guess the Lachlan Fold Belt, in a way, is a interesting part of the world, because for a long time, from an ASX perspective, it flew under the radar a bit. Investors, and particularly gold investors, are obviously always interested in the Western Australian story, the Eastern Kalgoorlie story, Sunrise Dam, etc., Kalgoorlie Super Pit. But the Lachlan Fold Belt was there, but didn't get a lot of attention. And I think it was probably the discovery by Alkane, the Boda discovery, which really brought that back into perspective. And of course, it's always been a world-class area in terms of mineralisation. The Cadia asset is world-class. And so with that in as background, we started to look at the area more closely in terms of what was available. And really, it was one of those introductions through the network of mining investors, et cetera, who knew that we were interested in looking. And the group that are behind the assets are very technically focused. They've got a lot of experience in the region. And their day job, if you like, is managing exploration programs for some of the major companies that are in that region.
Wow.
So they had these assets, they'd done the initial work. And as I say, they're very technically focused, making sure that all the boxes are ticked in terms of making sure you're in the right region, the right rocks, the right signature. And so that gave us a lot of comfort. We did some DD and we managed to come to commercial terms kind of mid-March or so.
Okay, so what can our investors or your investors hope to see in the coming couple of months, because you've made the acquisition? It's quite transformational for the company, would you say?
Yes, absolutely. We view it as a transformational acquisition.
So what's next for the company? You're going to do some IP surveys?
Yeah, that's right. So the last piece in the in the pre-drilling puzzle, I suppose, is the IP survey. So the soil anomalies are there, and the soil samplings have demonstrated large targets scale. The rock trips have been spectacular, particularly Big Hill, up to 25% copper, and a lot of gold as well, which is unusual. But in each of the three major prospects, which are Big Hill, Ringaroo, and Tucklin, we need to do a IP survey to make that last confirmation as to exactly where to put the drill bit. And so that will be carried out over the next, let's say, 1 to 3 months. And then the plan is to immediately go into drilling later in the year, probably end of quarter three, early in quarter four. So we're excited. It's, as I say, all the targets so far have scale. All of them have high grades. All of them are along strike from major operations. It's an exciting time.
How big is the holding? I'm just trying to get do a visual on this as well. You mentioned 25% copper. That's pretty high, isn't it?
And that is extremely high. So that was a Big Hill, and that is, we're a little astonished, to be honest, that a tenure was available in this part of the world on such scale. And we've got 330 square kilometres now in total. But Big Hill has outcropping mineralisation. I mean, copper's on the ground there. So for that not to have been tested, we're a little surprised at, and pleasantly surprised. So, it's exciting. I mean, that target is probably our primary target, Big Hill, and that's a porphyry gold copper target, similar style to the Cadia deposit. And then you've got Ringaroo, again, is a gold copper porphyry target. And Tucklin's slightly different. They tell me it's an epithermal target, purely gold. So, and there's old gold workings there as well. So there's even some historic production there. So the package is quite a compelling one, we feel. And over the next 4 to 6 months, I think there's going to be some really interesting work that will hopefully add value to our shareholders.
Just for the sake of our listeners, Jeremy, you know, this is a ridiculously high percentage of copper, the 25%.
Yes.
Do you have a view on the copper market going forward from here? I mean, it has been a little bit soft in the past, but it looks like prices are starting to strengthen. Have you got
I'd agree with that. I think that's the general consensus, is that copper has reached the bottom of its trough, if you like. And I think I saw a Macquarie analysis the other day, a picture of all the metals as where they are in the particular life cycle. And copper is probably just at the point of starting to, supply starting to tighten and prices starting to reflect that tightening. That may not happen for 6 to 9 months or 12 months, but I don't see personally, and from what I read and from what I speak to, I think the market is not going to trend much lower and probably has reached the bottom. So upwards from here, I think, for copper. But those grades are obviously at surface, they're rock chips, and they're exciting to have that kind of grade. And that was with a, included in that rock chip was gold at 2.5 grams per ton. So to have the two together is it particularly exciting, I think.
And do you think, is it on the same sort of structure as the Cadia? I mean, you said
it is. Big Hill is along the same structure from Cadia and Boda. So we, you know, it has the signatures of those kind of discoveries. We've still got to do the IP to make sure that there's a big red dot over the right spot. And provided that's there, we're excited. And look, with a market cap of what are we?
About eight.
$8 or $9 million with a couple million dollars in the tin as we speak. We think it's a kind of play which is pretty leveraged to some serious outcomes potentially in the next 6 months.
Yeah, I think Salt and Resources has been flying a little bit under the radar. You've got a very tight share registry, 58 million shares on issue at the moment.
That's right.
A share price, which has done well over the past, but rising tides, all that sort of stuff.
That's right.
Any last comments that you'd like to make to our listeners at the moment for Salton Resources? Because it seems like you've got a lot going on at the moment. There was an announcement yesterday about Lake Grace. Did you want to make just a
yeah, look, Lake Grace is, as I say, part of the assets that the company initially listed on. We have done drilling programs there where we've hit gold. We know there's a large gold system there as well. But we also know there's indicators of base metals. And in particular, nickel, copper sulfides. What's happened there is, as a result of Chalice's recent discovery, there's been a bit of a land grab. And in fact, Anglo American have pegged about 10,000 square kilometres, which is an enormous play on the basis of partly that Chalice discovery. And the theory about a mobilised belt of nickel copper. So we're right in the thick of that. Our ground, we've got 600 square kilometres approximately, or nearly 700 in that region. And that's another, I guess, second string to the bow for investors to take some comfort from. We think there's value in that ground. We will do a little bit of work, but our focus remains on the East Lachlan Fold Belt. And I think from our perspective, we'll let others do the work in that region. You know, the heavy lifting for now to see and see where that goes.
So focus is on Lachlan Fold Belt. Plenty of news flow to come.
Absolutely.
In the coming months.
Absolutely.
And all right, great. Well, thank you for the investor update, Jeremy. It's been a pleasure talking with you today. And we'll talk to you again in a few months and see how you're doing.
We'd love to do that. Thanks, Carrie.